Though Amy Acuff has been on the national athletic scene for years, it was not until 2001 when she established herself among the world's elite high jumpers. The 28-year-old Texan won her first U.S. indoor title that year and went on to place fourth in the world's. The two-time American Olympian and four-time U.S. outdoor champion comes to Paris following a personal best jump of 2.01 meters in Zurich, the top jump by an American since 1998. Acuff told VOA Sports she has high expectations in Paris.
My season has been going really, really well, and I will be completely disappointed if I don't get a medal. If I jump over 2 meters and I don't get a medal, then I can go home and say, okay, well, you know, I did my best, but it's been going so well, I really expect to jump into the medal round.
Acuff also says she feels it's an advantage to be competing as a member of the historically successful United States team.
Everybody has gold medals and championships, and, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, I'm overshadowed, and it takes a lot of pressure off me. A lot of people aren't focusing on me and expecting things.
Even so, Amy has a good idea of what it's going to take to stand on the top of the podium in the women's high jump.
I think 203, 204 is going to be the height that wins the gold medal.
But there's a lot more to Amy Acuff than her sport. She's in a four-year program in Austin, Texas, working toward becoming a licensed acupuncturist and a doctor in Oriental medicine. She also models on the side, having appeared in magazines such as Vogue, Sports Illustrated, Rolling Stone, Maxim, and many others. And the night before leaving the U.S. for Europe, she became engaged.
It was kind of sad because it's like, okay, bye for a month and a half, but you know, it'll be exciting when I get back, and it's lots to plan.
Hopefully she can put that out of her mind. Qualifying for the women's high jump gets underway on Thursday night, with the final set for Sunday. At the Stade de France in Paris, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.